Good morning. My name is Bill Kladke, and I'd like to welcome you to this morning's edition of Living in Baltimore. Our guest today is Mr. Hassan Jalisi, who is president of the Baltimore County Muslim Council. And Dr. Jalisi is here this morning to talk to us about Muslims in Maryland. So, Dr. Jalisi.
Hi, Bill. How are you?
Very good. Very good. Can I call you Hassan?
Yeah, sure. Please do.
Great. Thank you. Thank you. First of all, for those of our listeners who are unfamiliar, could you please tell us a little bit about the Baltimore County Muslim Council?
Baltimore County Muslim Council is in is the representative body of Muslim community living in Baltimore County, as the name would suggest. It was formed in Baltimore County Muslim Council is the representative organization of Muslims living in Baltimore County, and it is a 501c4 organization, so it's an advocacy group. It was formed in 2002, and it just, acts as a social and networking organization as well as an advocacy group for the community.
How long have you been with the council?
I have been with the council since its beginning as a member. Then last year I was elected to its executive council, and now I'm the president of the organization.
And could you please tell us a little bit about your background and experience?
Educationally and professionally, I am a medical doctor, but since 2002, I've been involved with different charitable projects. I'm also the president of Muslim Community Support Services, which is a nonprofit 501c3, which means it's a charity organization, which does a lot of work with the homeless services, setting up homeless shelters, providing food by setting up soup kitchens and that sort of stuff. And then Baltimore County Muslim Council, where we try to do interfaith group sessions, bring in people of different faiths and different beliefs, and have them sit together and identify the commonalities and similarities among different faiths. And, you know, just be generalized effort to show that we can all live together and that we are all sons and daughters of Abraham, and improve peace in the world.
I agree. I agree. And I should add that I've been working with the Muslim Council for a number of years now, and I have found from with Akbar Ansari and a number of folks, and I have found without exception that the Muslim Council, not only do you folks do an awful lot of things in the community, and for well beyond just the Muslim community, for the entire community, but you participate in so many things that build community, that cross over traditional lines that frankly not that many people cross over in general. But the Muslim Council really makes an effort, I think, to bridge those gaps and to help us all learn to frankly understand not only what Muslims are, but understand our own selves better and our own faith better in the process.
I agree.
And realize that Maryland is a diverse community. And it is I was saying to you before the show that Baltimore has a wonderful tradition, a rich and frankly growing tradition of interfaith dialogue and cooperation. And the Muslim Council is a very, very important part of that.
Thank you very much. Yeah, I think that we make an extra effort, like everyone should, to show that we can all live in peace and harmony, to identify, the goodness in others, and try to overcome the differences. Because if you look at somebody's goodness and the good deeds and the good things they do in life, you not only make others' lives in general better, but you also lead a more peaceful life yourself.
That's true.
If you just keep on looking at somebody's faults and mistakes, whether it's in your family, friends, or people you work with, then not only do you make their lives miserable, but basically you make your own life miserable because you lead an unhappy and frustrated life. So my idea in life, and my friends who work with me, and I'm sure you, including yourself, is that you just focus on other people's goodness, and you try to work with people who are doing good work, try to applaud for the services they give to the community. It has no bearing in our frame of work, whether a person is a Muslim or a Christian or Jewish or a Buddhist or any other religion, or not a religion, because everyone has goodness in them. That has to be highlighted and supported.
Absolutely, absolutely. Could you give us some information about how folks can get in touch with the Muslim Council and find out more information?
There are different ways. Like every organization, we have a website called bcmcmd.org. They can also call a phone number we have, which is 410-988-2929. Or they could send an email to info@bcmcmd.org.
Okay, great. Thank you. Thank you. Let's talk a little bit about Muslims in Maryland. Where are the where are Muslims mainly living in Maryland?
It is the community spread out in the whole of Maryland. There is no one location or neighborhood or county where I can say that they are mostly concentrated in. But obviously, because Montgomery County and Baltimore County are the more populous counties, so you know, that's where we find most of our community members. But it doesn't mean that you won't find several mosques in Charles County or, you know, Cecil County or Carroll County. The community is flourishing. It's growing every day. We've made America our home. Most of us are local population, but maybe 40% have immigrated from other countries. By and large, you know, I think every one of your listeners may have come across a Muslim because whether, you know, they go to the doctor who is of this faith, or an engineer or an architect who may have designed their home, or, you know, just regular jobs, accountants, attorneys.
Somebody at 7-Eleven, wherever.
7-Eleven, gas stations, you know, people putting in gas in your car, giving you a cup of coffee in the morning at a Dunkin' Donut or a 7-Eleven. So it's a diverse community in terms of professions we do and the, you know, the places you can find us.
Yeah, yeah. That I think, is one of the reasons why there is such a wonderful relationship between Muslims and Christians and Jews, and as you said, people of other faiths and of no faith in Maryland, because really Muslims are totally integrated within Maryland, within other Marylanders. There's no Muslim ghetto. There's no, you know, that idea, or that unfortunate thing that's happened in history and that still happens to some extent, where an immigrant group first resides in a very residentially concentrated area, and then slowly through generations, or not, moves out into the wider community. Muslims have really, from the start, I think, and Muslims have been in Maryland for a long time, actually.
Yes, I think that I can trace back the history for at least 100 years.
Yeah. There's a lot of other nationalities that can't go back that far.
Right, yeah. Right. And it's an international faith, like the Christianity and Judaism. So you won't find us localized in a particular area. So there wouldn't be a little whatever. You know, like the Little Italy or the little the Chinatown. You won't find it, because we are just we go where God takes us.
Yeah, indeed, as we all do.
And serve the community where we live and do the best we can.
Let's talk a little bit about the various things that the council and the Muslim Community Sports Services does in the wider community, because it is a lot, and I bet that a lot of our listeners are not aware of all the things that Muslims do in our community.
The first and foremost, which is an issue close to my heart, is creating and supporting shelters which provide homeless services, which includes living and food services mm-hmm. to women who have small kids. So homeless shelters for mothers. Mm. And I've been involved with this. We have four running in Baltimore City, Baltimore County, and then two in Montgomery County. And so they provide services and support for women who may have lost their jobs and lost their homes or have been a victim of domestic violence or some other reason, and they have small kids, and so we provide them with support. And then, of course, the second issue we've just started a mobility van for seniors, old people mm-hmm. who can't go otherwise to shop or to pray or for any other reason, maybe to their physician, and can't afford a cab. And so we do that. And then have two free medical clinics, one running in Baltimore County and one running in Montgomery County, which provides free medical care for people who have no health insurance. And so on and so forth. We do these services as needed, and we continue serving them irrespective of whether the recipients are Muslims or people of other faiths.
Mm, that's wonderful. That's wonderful. And I know that in addition to those great services, which are so desperately needed now in these tough economic times, that the Muslim Council participates in a just about every interfaith dialogue that there is out there. I don't know of one. It's wonderful. It really is wonderful. This is a great area for this. But Baltimoreans should be very proud of our area for the outreach and the good. I think the good soulful essence that stimulates people to reach out in this way to dialogue in a positive way with other folks.
Yes, I agree with you, and I think that the most important thing is to break the barriers which we as human beings naturally have against something we don't know.
Right.
And it is not limited to a person of a certain faith or a person of a certain ethnicity or a person of a certain educational background. We are all afraid of the dark. And if it's a psychological type of darkness, you know, not knowing enough about somebody or something, whether it's a religion or you know, a person of a certain background, we all tend to shy away. So my effort has been to meet as many people as I can from different diverse backgrounds of religions and ethnicities and you know, socioeconomic levels in the society, because I firmly believe that once you meet someone and you sit down and talk to them, if you are really a genuine and a nice person, they will begin to like you. I mean, 99% of the people in this world are good people. And those 99% of the people are the people I would like to reach out to and know what they're doing and how we can make their lives better.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Unfortunately, that's all we have time for today. Could you please give us the contact information one more time, please?
Sure, Will. Its website is www.bcmcmd.org. And the phone number is 410-988-2929. And the email address is info@bcmcmd.org.
Wonderful. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Will.
Unfortunately, that's all we have time for today on Living in Baltimore. I want to thank our guest, Dr. Hassan Jalisi, who is president of the Baltimore County Muslim Council, for being our guest today. Thank you, Hassan. Keep up your good work for all of us.
Thank you.
And for Living in Baltimore, I want to thank you for tuning in. Let's try to be a good neighbor out there in all of our neighborhoods, and we'll see you next time.